Will you pray with me? Holy One, we stand here today in this place looking for a moment of glory. We ask that you grant it to us, that you might send words to us, either through those things that I say or in spite of them. Amen. Listen. I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. For this perishable body must put on perishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Here is a true story. Many years ago, 15 years ago, there was a plant sale at the community center in Ladner. It was a fundraiser for the hospital, and many people had dug up plants from their gardens and divided them to sell. And my son was about 7 years old then. We loaded up the cart with all these beautiful, healthy-looking green plants, and I asked advice from these wonderful people because I am a bad gardener. But as we were leaving, right by the door, my son saw a stick in a pot. It was a lonely stick. It had only 3 leaves, maybe. And he looked at the stick for a long time, and he felt sorry for the stick, sitting all by itself in the pot. And so he asked the lady how much it was, and she told him it was a rose, and he could have it for 25 cents. I was not happy because there was no hope for this stick. The leaves were papery and thin and they looked about to drop off. But we took home the stick and we looked for a place to plant it. We took it to a small place outside the wall of our townhouse and I said to myself, maybe if we plant it here, he will forget about it. And then when it dies, he won't notice and he won't be sad. So the next week I looked at it, and sure enough, the leaves had fallen off, and there was just a stick alone in the ground outside the wall. And we went away for a holiday that year, a whole month away. And when we came back, I had forgotten all about the stick. But weeks later, my son showed it to me, and it had leaves. Not just 3 leaves, many leaves. And I thought to myself, wow, it might actually live till the winter. We might actually get a few flowers. And we did. Just a few soft white flowers. And winter came and the leaves fell off and the rose died. And we forgot about it. But funny thing, in the spring, it was still there with leaves. And it was bigger. That was 15 years ago. Last week, my son pruned that rose. It's a climbing rose. It has climbed out of the forgotten ground outside the wall. It has sent up thick trunks, almost as thick as my wrist. It has 5 trunks, each that size, and the branches have climbed over the wall and over the patio and up to the roof. And in the heat of the summer, the tops of the branches are covered in soft, white roses. Hundreds of roses. And it shades the patio from the sun, and it sends up branches to shade the pathway by the house and tangles up small children. And in the summer, the branches reach up 20 to 25 feet. Resurrection is possible. It is a great mystery because one small boy had compassion for a lonely stick. There is a passion of roses spreading beauty over our house. The rose tree that reaches 25 feet is not there because of me. Remember, I'm a bad gardener. And my son really was only 7. The mystery of resurrection is that God's creativity can do so much more than we can ask or imagine, sometimes through us. We have come here today not for an explanation of a miracle, but for a chance to step into the midst of the mystery. Because often, against our modern judgment, we know that resurrection is possible. The resurrection of love, of possibility, of truth in a world of lies, of life in a world that seems to worship death. Resurrection comes when we are not expecting it. It comes in the midst of sorrow and grief, and not always in the way that we asked for. Today we make ourselves part of that story of resurrection. We have become the roses on the tree of life. We speak often of that tree of life and awesome mystery, for Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches, and we are the branches and the fruit. We are the roses on the tree of resurrection." In one way or another, we are each of us here in this room because of this story. And we take the story with us, and it lives where we plant it. The story that resurrection is possible, flowering in the midst of death, making beauty outside the walls, towering over the small people who plant it unknowing. This is our story. I wanted to share with you a poem by Padraig O'Tuoma. Next week I might learn how to pronounce that. He writes this: "I said to him, 'Are there answers to all of this?' And he said, 'The answer is in a story, and the story is being told.' And I said, 'But there is so much pain.' And she answered plainly, 'Pain will happen.' Then I said, 'Will I ever find meaning?' And they said, 'You will find meaning where you give meaning. The answer is in the story, and the story is not finished.' Our story is not finished, but it is now our story, and we will live it. Amen."